the story, conceptual. You know, there should be this character. I guess there's one already we can use, but just saying. Who just steps into this earthly realm, but still completely retaining consciousness of the Bouvar, you know, the outside realm, the higher realm. And it's used to people there and places and an environment there. And then poof, enters here. And maybe we could even play with this idea of people from there devising technology to enter here, to this earthly realm to help out. And then how that person then experiences humans, you know, and this world, how it looks like, the grayness and the colors that are not very vibrant. And if they go vibrant, they become, they stick out and they don't fit in, you know, it's like, but they start to look a little bit more like the colors in their world, or in the more real world, in my world, if I'm pretending to be that character. So then, and I'm walking around there, looking at and meeting people. Of course, I have to learn how to speak the language. But I can't really look the same. I don't know. I mean, maybe I can project myself in a somewhat original form. I mean, my original form, the Bouvar Loka form, otherworldly form. And then, you know, I will look very beautiful and all of that. A little bit like the man who fell to earth, something like that. But, yeah, looking a little extraordinary. But then I'm walking around there, and these beings called human beings, they are like, sorry to say, but they are a little bit the way they look at animals, we look at them. They look like monkeys, you know, they smell. They're sweating and smelling and ugly, stinking substances coming out of their bodies, and they seem to be just used to that. And they are primitive in their minds. Like animals, they just fight and eat each other, and, you know, it's all about just me getting what I want, me enjoying, me feeding upon you if needed. How they do that in businesses and the social lives and the leaders of it all. How unclean they are, the things they eat, and how funny they dress, actually. And sometimes they just appear to have gone crazy, weird, strange. So we can just show this. Makes a little exercise there to look at the world, this world, with such eyes, and then create a character that does that. It could be quite fun.